Now, on to concerns about the future of health care under the Trump administration. During the campaign, Donald Trump pledged repeatedly to repeal the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare. But on Sunday night, Trump seemingly pulled back a bit. He told CBS TV's 60 Minutes he'll try to preserve elements of it, including mandated coverage for people with pre-existing health conditions.
Yes, because it happens to be one of the strongest assets.
You're going to keep that.
Also with the children living with their parents for an extended period.
That's the provision covering children up to 26 years old under their parents' health care plan. Just the same, health care advocates suggest altering Obamacare could mean the loss of insurance coverage for birth control, and worries about that are having an impact right now. Planned Parenthood health clinics across the state are reporting a dramatic spike in requests for intrauterine devices, IUDs, following the election. WBUR's Common Health reporter Carrie Goldberg has this story.
On a couple of normal days in October, Planned Parenthood clinics in Massachusetts got 6 online requests for appointments from women who wanted IUDs. Last Wednesday and Thursday, they got 97. Spokesperson Tricia Wajda says that's no coincidence.
I think it's a reflection of people's concerns for their ability to access the health care that they need.
IUDs can cost hundreds of dollars if they're not covered by insurance. During his campaign, President-elect Trump vowed to do away with Obamacare, which requires that all birth control be covered and free. At Massachusetts General Hospital, Dr. Elizabeth Roth says some of her colleagues at Women's Health Associates are also seeing a post-election spike in IUD demand.
One of our nurses said she had specifically heard of 2 patients who wanted to make sure that they got their IUD before Trump was in office, because the concern is that it won't be covered after that.
Actually, there's probably no need for quite such a rush. John McDonough at the Harvard Chan School of Public Health, who worked on the creation of Obamacare, predicts there won't be a major change in the federal health care law very soon.
Highly, highly unlikely for 2017, and even pretty unlikely for 2018. 2019, I think, is when, if there is big change, it is most likely to occur.
But McDonough says those patients are right to be concerned. He does expect that the part of Obamacare that requires free coverage of birth control will be eliminated. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Goldberg.